The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Yes, this world will finally come to realize there has to be a better way. You can read in the Bible of many that learned and lived that better way, and there are many today living that better way of life. This could have been God's world, and would have been, and would be now, if Adam and Eve would have set the course in obeying God. Had they rejected the lies and the deceptive ways and words of Satan, disguised as a serpent in the Garden of Eden, but they accepted Satan and his lies. So Satan at that time, Satan the devil, became the ruler, the false god of mankind, and still is today. But in a very few years, Jesus Christ will take over and save the human race. He will establish the kingdom of God on earth, and that kingdom will last forever. You would think mankind would want to see the kingdom of God established on the earth, but does he? Well, according to the Bible, the Word of God, they don't at this time and won't when the time comes for Christ to return and establish his kingdom. And that kind of mindset and attitude could make you scratch your head and wonder why this world doesn't want to see a righteous king and kingdom come to this earth to rule in righteousness. Well, Jesus Christ in his word gives us the answer. Notice John 3, verse 18. Christ began to give us the answer to this puzzling question. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. In other words, Christ is saying, they don't believe my word. And that's what he's trying to get across to us. Christ continues here in verse 19, and this is a condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Yes, God Almighty, Jesus Christ, is saying that mankind loves darkness. He loves the way of evil. He loves the way of floating downstream because that is easy. Verse 20, for everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. My friend, do you think this world is practicing righteousness today, or do you think it's practicing evil? You don't have to be too smart to figure that one out, do you? Verse 21, but he who does the truth comes to the light. Yes, if you live by God's word, you come to the light. You see and you understand that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. Yes, if you're living God's way, then you know the light, you see the truth, and you understand what's going on in this world and why. And it's because mankind loves evil. He loves his way. Yes, this world loves the way of get, which amounts to lust, greed, vanity, pride, selfishness, and greed. Mankind doesn't want to change his way of life. It's much easier to live Satan's way. It's easy to float downstream. That's Satan's way. Floating downstream, not building character. Building bad character, actually, is Satan's way. It builds character to live God's way. But it takes strength. It takes effort. It takes work to live God's way. We like to feel proud and important. So does Satan. We like to feel we're in charge and let others know about it. We want others to think that I am in charge and I am important. Do we have anyone in a leadership position today letting us know they're in charge and exercising their authority, right or wrong? Well, Jesus Christ will put an end to the abuse of power by man and Satan. He will put an end to Satan's way of life and Satan's rulership of the earth. When Jesus Christ returns and puts down the authority of Satan and man, he will install new rulers of the earth that have proved to God they will rule in righteousness. Yes, they're going to be proven before they take office. Yes, they will be on the same page as God the Father and Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ will not have bickering, biting, and mudslinging and accusations in his government on the earth. How many people on earth today really believe that Jesus Christ will return to the earth? you might be surprised to know how few it may be, and even more than that, how many believe Christ will establish the kingdom of God on the earth and sit on the throne of God, ruling the earth from his headquarters in Jerusalem. How many believe Jesus Christ will take the earth away from Satan? There are many prophecies in the Bible that tell us Christ will return and be the ruler and king over the whole earth. We have quoted many of them in this series of programs of the kingdom of God coming to the earth. And the kingdom of God is coming to this earth, my friend. It's going to be ushered in and established when Jesus Christ returns. Jesus Christ is going to establish the kingdom of God, the rule of God, the government on this earth. Christ said you will know when he returns. But he also warned you not to be deceived into thinking he has returned and is here or there, kind of in secret somewhere on the earth, before he has actually returned. Notice what he said in Matthew 24, beginning in verse 21. For then there will be great tribulations, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. We know, my friend, that there has been troubles and problems and suffering ever since Adam and Eve were thrust out of the Garden of Eden, ever since they sinned against God, ever since they decided that they'd rather obey Satan or were deceived by Satan to obey him. There has been much suffering, many wars, and human suffering you just can't imagine of all the suffering that has been on this earth. History tells us, the Bible tells us, but Christ said that it will even get much worse than that. He says, for then, that just before he returned, for then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. My friends, it looks like that we are on the threshold of this time of great tribulation now in November 2013. It doesn't look good, does it? If your eyes are open, you realize that something terribly bad is wrong. You and I can say, I've never lived in times like this. Christ was telling us some of the major things that would be going on before his return in this chapter of Matthew 24. And as bad as I hate to tell you, he said things will get so bad that all life would be annihilated from this earth if he doesn't return at the very right time to stop the madness of man. Matthew 24, verse 22, notice what Christ continues to say. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. We should be thankful that a merciful Savior will return to save man from himself. Otherwise, we would come to the end of the human race. Continuing here in verse 23, then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there, do not believe it. Christ warned us that we'll be living in the very end time to be alert, for it will be very easy to be deceived by false ministers claiming that Christ has already returned. And they will be claiming that they are Christ himself, or they know when and where he is or has returned to on the earth. Matthew 24, verse 24, for false Christs and false prophets will arise and show great signs and wonders, so as to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Christ says they will have the power to work miracles, so much so that if possible, the elect, God's true servant, would be deceived. But thanks to God, there are now and will be at the return of Jesus Christ, people on the earth serving the true God. Christ calls them the elect. And Matthew 24, verses 25 through 26, continuing here, see, I have told you beforehand. Therefore, if they say to you, look, he is in the desert, do not go out. Or look, he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Now everyone sees the lightning flashing through the sky. So Christ said that his coming will be as a lightning flashing through the sky. Verse 29, immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Well, that's something that you will know about when it happens. And until that happens, Christ will not return. And he warns us to not be deceived into thinking that he has returned, that someone, some false minister, claiming to be Christ or claiming to be Christ's minister, knows where Christ is and that he has already returned. Verse 30, Then the Son of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn. And they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Man will realize his rule is over, and he won't like that. He will be in great fear of this coming king. At the return of Jesus Christ, the first resurrection occurs as well. And if you are one of the elect, you will rejoice to see Christ return. Man will finally realize that God gave man dominion over the animals and the rest of the physical earth, but God did not give him the prerogative to rule over other men. Listen to that, my friends. God did not give man the prerogative to rule over other men. The only one who can rightly and correctly rule over man is God. Humans need the government of God to be happy. They need the government of God ruling over them. In this world, God has allowed man to exercise human government, but this is about to end in complete disaster, and you can see where we are headed. Man must learn by experience that his way is not right. Then he will yield to God's government. God is giving man ample time, 6,000 years, to learn that his methods of government must be completely abandoned and replaced by God's perfect rule. Yes, man will come to the point that he will finally realize that his type of government did not work. By rejecting God, his government did not work. In Revelation 11, verse 15, then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven, saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Yes, at the return of Jesus Christ, Satan and man's misguided government will end. And when it does, this is what will take place. Notice what Christ had to say here in Revelation 15, verse 4. Who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy, for all nations shall come and worship before you, for your judgments have been manifest. Yes, God's way of life will have been made known, and all nations will come to the point that they will worship and respect the true God and honor that true God. So ends the corrupt rule and government of man, led, enticed, persuaded, and deceived by Satan, which has been Satan's government and rule over mankind these 6,000 years. Jesus Christ will return to this earth as conquering king and establish the kingdom of God on the earth, and he, with the saints, will govern the earth in righteousness. Be thankful this time is coming, for without this event coming to pass, there would be no flesh saved alive on the earth. The return of Christ to rule mankind is a done deal. It is certain. Let us be glad and rejoice and pray, thy kingdom come. I see my time is up. In the meantime, my friend, we have a couple of booklets that you should order and read. And all you need to do to receive these booklets is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com or go online, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. The booklets are Why Jesus Christ Must Return and North America Listen. You need to read these booklets, my friend. Have a good day, my friend, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day. Located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill. Meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri, 63764.